Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. This week we're talking about possibly my favourite topic, and that is music. And specifically, we're talking about the power of music, and I have some tips later on for how you can really maximise the role that music can play in your life and really, really get the most out of the power of music. So, a lot of people actually believe that music is one of the things that is central to our lives, that historically it's been a really, really important source of storytelling, of the transmission of culture across time. A way of being able to describe and depict and tell a shared history of cultural events. And there also music has been central to a number of rituals, whether they be religious or not, over time. And really, that music is the soundtrack to our human emotions and our human existence. Some really, really fascinating things also happen. So when we think about the role of music in our life over time, it can be really, really common for music to be a really good way of accessing memories. So you think about key experiences that you have, often it's really easy to associate the soundtrack or the song or what was happening musically at the time with that experience. And so researchers have found that music is a really, really quick way to access particular memories that are associated with those songs. So my tips this week, my mind games, are to help you to maximize the rhythm of your own life. And this is something that I try and do as much as possible. I'm telling people all the time in my work to kind of consider this, and that is to be making the playlist of your life as much as possible. So thinking about your relationship with music and thinking about the music that you have and what it gives to you, and develop playlists for motivation. So think about those songs that really light a fire in you, that stir a strong emotion. Think about the songs that encourage strength and determination in you, particularly if you into exercising. Sometimes that can be a really, really important way to push yourself beyond a perceived limit. Think about the songs that are, and the music that's associated in your life with love, that make you think of the people that are there, that are associated with joy. So what music makes you feel really, really good and upbeat and happy. And also, I mean, it's also true that music can help us through sadness as well. So think about that, the playlist for dealing with the sadder things in life, whether it be loss, whether it be melancholy. And I like to encourage everybody to also consider not only a playlist for aspects of their life, but also the soundtrack for their life. And think about, this is, I think, a novel way to use music. And think about, in the course of your life, what songs could you choose which would provide the soundtrack to your life, to those key experiences and moments? Why have you chosen them? What is it about that song? Why is it so important? Why does it fit? Then I encourage people all the time to share that and to hear from others what the soundtrack of their lives are, so that we can all learn a little bit more about the rhythm of each other's lives. So, be a mixtape this week with Mind Games.